And we had rain, and now it looks like it, we're going to have a few days of no rain, and then it's going to come in again. And so the weather conditions are really strange. And I want to say one other thing. Be patient with our politics. We're in the process of change. K6PKL.
K6PKL, the 2 Victor Bravo. Would you just give me again the model of the Kenwood, that your vintage Kenwood? Did you say 570? I missed the model.
Yeah, that was a Kenwood 570S, and the S actually goes up 6 meters, which is what I wanted. And secondly, it's got an antenna tuner in it. So the antenna tuner works really good on that. Main thing is you have to make sure that you have a VSWR, which is within range. Otherwise, it'll hunt itself to death. But, yeah, that's Kenwood 570S Sugar. And, again, we'll have to repeat, that's a 6-meter rig, K6PKL. Well, I should say it's HF and 6 meters, K6PKL.
Okay, thank you very much. K6PKL, V2, Victor Bravo. Not familiar with that 570. I remember those 520. 820, 520, the 20 series that came first, and then the 30 followed after, and I still own an 850. I don't consider that 850 as much as a vintage radio, even though it's at over 30-something years old. But the 570, I'll be looking into it. It'll care for your weather, same for us here. Really up and down. It's springtime one day, and then 2 days after we go back to winter, and then sometimes feels like summer, and it's pretty mixed up. Thank you for coming in again. We hear from you week after week, and you're very welcome here, and always appreciating that you come to the Trans-Canada Net. Now, I'll go on with the Victor Echo 7 Whiskey Fox, Rick in New Westminster. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning from the West Coast, everybody. B7WF, Rick. Interesting question. I do still have an FT, Yaesu FT-101 Bravo, and an FT-101 Echo. I've kept them for nostalgia because the FT-101B was my original rig when I got licensed in 1974. And they're so much fun to operate. I really encourage new hams at some point to consider something with tubes in it. That's not that scary, honestly. And I also have a pair of Drake twins, the R4B T4X Bravo. And to this day, they are still spectacular. One of the quietest receivers I've ever owned is that Drake R4B. And that's about it. V7WF.
QSL, Rick, V7 Whiskey Fox, V2 Victor Bravo. Oh, yeah, I remember those. I had those, FT-101B and FT-101 Echo. Very nice-looking rig. Pretty much nostalgia for me, too, when I bought 6 of those. I finally got rid of all of them. I was buying one. Sometimes the radio was drifting, so I was looking for a more stable one. So when you were lucky, then you could find a very stable FT-101, and then you got to keep it. So it was taking too much spaces in the shack, and there's so much equipment now, too many equipments, that there was no room left for FT-101s, of course. Thanks for checking in, Rick. Always appreciate it, and look forward to hear from you next week. Any more station that would like to check in, anywhere in the world, including the United States, in Canada, and anywhere in the world, the E2 Victor Bravo, your net control.
Victor Echo 6 Charlie, Victor.
Phil in Bradley, Maine.
Victor Alpha 3, Whiskey Mike.
QSL, stand by. I acknowledge VE6, Charlie Victor, Victor Alpha 3, Whiskey Mike. I think there was a station. The first station that came in was a station in Bradley, Maine. Is that it?
This is Kilo 1, Oscar Romeo, Quebec, K1ORQ. The name is Philip, and I am in the state of Maine.
Okay, Philip, K1ORQ in Bradley. I don't know if you want to answer the question this week, but the question is, do you own vintage amateur radio equipment? And not to mention all your inventory of vintage equipment, what would be your favorite ones? And how often are you using it in a year term? Mike, back to you, Philip. K1ORQ, Victor Echo 2, Victor Bravo for the TransCanada Net.
This is K1ORQ returning. I have to chuckle on that one. The only thing vintage that I own is me. my 80th birthday is next Saturday. But I'm a relatively new ham. But back in the 60s, when I was in high school in Fort Kent, Maine, which is right up on the border where I grew up, across from Clare, New Brunswick, we had a radio club. And the call sign I am using is was a good friend of mine who passed, but he had built a Heatkit DX40. His VFO was also a Heatkit, and we had a Army surplus radio, and we had that station set up at our high school. And I was pretty good with Morse code, but I didn't. After graduation, I went into service, and then life went on, and I just got licensed about 5 years ago and decided to get back into it. And right now I am coming to you through the QSO link via the North America SBX link with my Android phone. And with that, thanks for having me aboard, and Susan it is.
Thank you very much, Philip. K1ORQ, VE2, Victor Bravo. You're welcome, and we got all your QSO link thing. You're coming in very good. The audio quality is just perfect. Don't touch anything. And looking forward to hear from you next week. Regards. Victor Echo 6, Charlie Victor was next. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah. Victor Echo 2, Victor Bravo, and that'd be 6, Charlie Victor. Good afternoon, Ben. Gary here in Lethbridge, and just wanted to pop in there. I was been playing on 16 other projects at the same time here. As far as the question of the day, vintage equipment, nope, not really. I play too much, and I have it all wired and fired up to all of the computers and things, so the vintage equipment just isn't too friendly that way, but... Not the only vintage I got is my 30-year-old handheld. That's as vintage as we're getting here. Anyways, I'll pass it to you. It's good to hear you on there and all of the check-ins in there. It's greatly appreciated. 7-3 and a good afternoon. It'd be 6, Charlie Victor.
QSL, the 6, Charlie Victor. Thank you very much, Gary. Have a nice day, and thanks for checking in. We'll look forward to hear from you next week. Next to you was Victor Alpha 3. Whiskey Mike, VA3 Whiskey Mike. John, go ahead.
Victor Echo 2, Victor Bravo, and the TransCanada Net. This is John, VA3 WM, in the sunny Niagara region. Blue sky, sun is shining, about 10 degrees C here. A nice day. So, vintage radios, well, not really. Although I do have a Heatkit GR64, I believe it is, vacuum tube shortwave receiver. And it did work last time I fired it up. I don't know if it's going to work next time I fire it up because the caps kind of deteriorate over time. So that's one. And I have a solid state realistic HTX 202, which still works. I think it has about. Sorry, I timed out there. The realistic HTX 202 that I have has about 6 channels, and it still does work. With that, great net and great question. VE2 Victor Bravo from VA3WM 73.
Thank you, John. Victor Alpha 3, Whiskey Mike, VE2 Victor Bravo. Yeah, SHTX 202 from Radio Shack. Was that a 2 meter?
That's Roger. HTX 202 was the 2 meter. The 404 was the 70 centimeter.
That's right. I remember that. The 202 and the 404. It's been a couple of, yes, we can qualify this HTX 202 as a vintage radio, of course. Thank you for checking in and also for your weather. 16 degrees here, so no, now 17. We gained 1 degree, so it's 17, and tomorrow's going to be 20. And also want to mention to Philip, K1ORQ, a very happy birthday for next week, 80th birthday. So I forgot to mention that, Philip, but sincerely, happy birthday. Thank you, everyone. We're going to continue the TransCanada Net with the station anywhere in Canada, United States, or anywhere in the world. We got about 20 minutes left before some of the links begin to close. So please come now, one at a time, phonetically, with your call sign. VE2, Victor Bravo. Net control.
V7ULJ.
I think there's a V5 and a G7. The G7 go first. What is your full call? Golf 7 what?
Golf 7 Uniform Lima Juliet. The name here is Paul Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. Location is Nottingham in England.
QSL, stand by. Victor Echo 5 station that came in at the same time, please come again. Oh, Paul, Golf 7 Uniform Lima Juliet. Go ahead, Paul. You got today's question? You want me to repeat that?
Well, you're on about vintage radios. I've got nothing really really old now. All my old gear's gone. But I did, first radio I had was a Yaesu FT530 handheld, 270. That's as far back as I go. Over.
QSL, Paul, Golf 7, Uniform Lima Juliet, V2 Victor Bravo. Well, I remember those FT530. I had one myself, and believe it or not, with the rubber duck antenna, or the regular original antenna that came with the radio, since that radio was able to do full duplex on two bands, so you were able to transmit on VHF and receive on UHF at the same time. I've made a QSO on satellite Oscar 27, HT, rubber duck, and full duplex. So a very good piece of vintage dual band VHF, UHF radio from Yaesu back then. So thank you, Paul. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. And do we have any more station that would like to check in? So VE2 Victor Bravo for your net control.
Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo Juliet. Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo Juliet, Heart in Saskatoon.
QSL Art, Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo Juliet Art in Saskatoon. That, you were the station that I was looking for just a little before the G7 came in. So please go ahead, Art.
Thanks for Yeah, I had he's kicked 101 and 102, one transmitter and one receiver. That was many years ago, and I we actually a friend of mine had to. It was made for satellite work, is what it was made for, constructed that way. So we had to do a little bit of dismantling and going back down to regular transmitter work. But